Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sloppy Thurston. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNulty for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Hooper picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hooper. Speaker goes all the way around to score. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Davis reaches second base with a double. Mostill moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Mostill. Davis moves to third. Collins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Falk reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk has Davis trapped. There's the throw to Myatt and back to Lutsk, who tags Davis for the out. Collins moves to third. Sheely moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a fly ball towards right. McNulty settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McNulty. Collins scores. Sheely moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-1 in the game. Kom hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheely tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-1 in the game. Klugman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Klugman reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0-1 in the game. Thurston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Thurston moves to second. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and throws to second to double up Thurston. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-2 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ma still. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Klugman hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa pinch hits for Rube Lutsk. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon now playing third base. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thurston takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ma still is hit by the pitch. Thurston moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Thurston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Collins steals second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Sheely moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheely scores. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thurston hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Klugman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Myatt scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klugman moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-3 in the game. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Collins reaches second base with a double. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Sheely reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-4 in the game. Jamison hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields the ball and throws to Thurston covering. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Speaker moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.